1029 The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
This Bob and Brian podcast is brought to you by Movie Tavern by Marcus. This new year, purchase a 2020 Ultimate Popcorn Tub. Unlimited popcorn for only $4.95 every visit for the whole year. Because movies never tasted so good.
Proving that it can be done. You have what you call the room that is impossible to clean.
Yeah, the uncleanable room.
I managed to clean up the mechanical room / storage area.
Yeah.
In my basement this weekend.
How bad could it be? You've lived here for like 2 weeks.
Took two full days of hauling stuff out, reorganizing.
Are you just lording this over him
right
now?
No, I'm trying to inspire him, showing that it can be done. I didn't do it alone.
No. Here's where I referee, because your mechanical room crap is probably a lot of stuff you can let go of and never look back again. The impossible room sees to, I don't know.
Best him because
he doesn't know which papers to save and which papers to throw out.
Like every sheet of paper has to be looked at and gone.
I think that's different when you're looking at papers versus a bunch of wrenches or something.
I came to inspire.
Well, okay, try.
And I had help. Here's the downside.
What's the mechanical room, first of all? I want to hear what was in it. How big was it?
I don't have dimensions on it.
But and mechanical room is because the mechanicals are in it, right?
Yeah, so then it's a storage room. Water softener, furnace, water heater.
And then you put crap back there that you don't.
And you build shelves and all that stuff. And
okay, fine. Yeah, I got
stack
it.
Stack all your crap up and save stuff that you don't need.
Like what? What went?
Boxes and boxes of DVDs.
Oh, again?
I can't believe all the crap movies
I bought. In the mechanical room.
It was just in a box on the shelf. It's just like, well, put that up there. We'll get to it later, a few years ago.
Yeah, when you're moving in, that's the way it goes, for sure. And you have to reinvestigate.
It was a hard look at, why are you saving this? It's like, no, get rid of them. Get rid of them all. Let's get rid of them all.
Yeah, I suppose.
All my old snowmobile stuff went.
Because you're never doing that again?
Yeah, I'm done.
Seems like it. I mean,
two neck surgeries. I don't think it'd be a good idea to go bouncing down snowmobile trail again.
Yeah, let's not.
So, just garbage you collect over the years. Why?
Sure.
I had boxes of plates and glasses.
Cross country skis come to mind.
But here's the downside.
Plates and glasses.
Just kitchen stuff. Why am I saving this? It was all packed away neatly in a box. I'm like, just.
Because there was a time when you needed it, and now there's that you don't need it.
I thought I might need it in the future. It sat in boxes for years.
Oh, so you just took that box with you?
It's been in boxes
places.
For 7 years. I probably moved it three times now.
That makes me so mad now. When I look at stuff and I go, why am I keeping this?
But here's the downside to that.
Yep.
Yeah. We're getting older.
Yeah.
And I was moving boxes, and I was told before
Did
I picked
you harm
this box
yourself?
Up, they said, I was told, be careful. That one's heavy. You worry about you. I'll worry about
me. I can imagine your mouth during stuff like this.
I didn't say it. I thought it to myself. It's like,
really?
I got this.
You'd say it to us.
And I picked it up. My back has not felt the same since I picked up that box.
Really?
Yeah.
Lower?
Yeah. Yep.
Your glutes are inactivated.
It was
so
like,
are your hammies.
Oh, what did you just do?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I understand.
There
that.
Was a price to be paid for that.
Mm-hmm.
So.
I did the same thing to my back picking up a pillow, though, like several weeks back. Not kidding. It was like I just got up. Within 30 seconds, I went to get a pillow off the floor, and my back went,
I was picking up a box of stuff I didn't even want,
It wasn't even worth it.
If I'd have got rid of it years ago.
Like a box of porn.
Right. I could. It was even worse. It was just old dinnerware. It was heavy, too. Man, that box was
box
heavy.
Box of Minx or something.
Going,
diamonds.
Careful so the bottom doesn't fall out of that. I know what I'm doing here.
And then what was it? Goodwill runs or what did you do?
Yeah.
Yep. That's so great. And you then pull up there and they're waiting for you.
I have a huge pile of garbage in my garage that I have the junk guys coming to get. So.
Okay.
Out of here.
Yeah. It's great. It's a great feeling.
So I just wanted to give you hope that it can be done. It's tedious and horrible.
What was tedious and horrible about
just
it? No, it's not.
Just through it, opening up every box, going, well, let's see what's in here.
What is so horrible about that?
You know what a big space saver was? Taking
tediousness of it.
Oh, my God. You're performing the action. It has several steps. Weirdos.
Not as cool as, shredding a hill, Carrie. You know,
and when's the, did you throw away your snowboard too?
Watching TV
or watching TV, right?
Hope you got rid of your snowboard and your surfboard.
I had none of that down there.
Mm.
But I feel like I've really lightened the load. Like when we were pretty much done, I said, "Well, there it is. My 59 years is all packed into those three shelves right
there." Oh, but isn't that an awesome feeling? It's great. Yeah. I have more Christmas boxes than I have of regular boxes of mementos and stuff. And most of the mementos belong to my son, to which he'll say to me at a certain point, and he already has, "Why are you saving that? I don't want that."
Mm-hmm.
But like my mother before me, I'd put down something from third grade or the cute little picture or the ribbon from the blank or the, you know, I of course you do, or the lacrosse team photo. Like, of course you do, and you put them away for your own children until they look at you and go, "I don't want any of this."
Yeah.
He didn't want any Legos. He didn't want any of his childhood stuff. None.
I don't want to waste stuff. So, you know, I had a pair of ski boots and a helmet for years until I looked at it and said, even if I, you know, wanted to go skiing, I wouldn't use this stuff.
Right.
It's old and outdated and meh.
Then you really know.
You know, you're not going to sell a helmet on the internet.
I'm selling
mine.
Unless
it's vintage.
Really?
My old snowmobile helmet? Yeah, hell yeah.
I wouldn't buy an old
heated visor. It's got a light in the back. All that stuff.
Not for ski equipment. Okay. So, well, you know, it could be cracked, could be busted. It's
Yeah, right. One crack and they're useless, is what they say.
It's your head. Get a new one, you know.
Yeah, I would agree with that. But yours, I don't know. Yours sounds more hoity-toity, more... but it sounds more recent.
It's like
yours sounds like an old
round
motorcycle helmet.
Well, no, it wasn't quite like that. It was my son had a helmet.
Oh, sure,
skiing.
Right, so let's subtract 20 years.
I put it on a shelf,
years.
And then you know, it was there for a long time. I thought, why do I have this?
Yeah, right. He should have it at the very least.
No one is going to use this, and if I took it to some sporting goods place, it's like, no one's going to put their head in there.
The whole let's list it or eBay it or neighborhood it or Facebook it or all of that stuff, I never, ever end up doing. Even with things, not things hugely valuable, but things that I could maybe make a little money on, I just donate. I'm just, you know what? I had it. I was fortunate. Send it off into the world.
Going through all of that stuff, I swear I'm one degree away from being a hoarder. I am one chromosome away from being a hoarder.
I don't think that's true. I don't think you've watched
Hoarding
lately.
I don't know, but I don't want to throw that away.
Because if you have to buy it again, that's what makes you mad. It makes me mad. Oh, really? I had a yardstick.
Why did
I
keep
all
my? Why did I keep a ton of CDs? Am I going to pull them out and listen to them one day?
I don't know.
No.
That's the thought.
The answer.
You have a vinyl record player.
Yeah,
I know the right. And I threw all my records away once, and then you go buy all the equipment again. So it's like, let's just keep these a little longer. When I know I probably should have just loaded them up and taken them to Goodwill.
I still have a box of CDs where I can't pull the trigger because I think, I don't know, what
that's
if the
why
whole
I think
world...
So I think I'm one tick away from being a hoarder.
Nah, I don't. You throw enough out. No, you don't, though. You don't have the qualities of a good hoarder. You're a lousy hoarder, if anything, then.
I'm not even good at being a hoarder.
You haven't watched Hoarding lately where you can't get through and the papers and the garbage. And I need that Mountain Dew bottle. You haven't really watched them because what you're saying is not right. And messy or disorganized isn't hoarding. I talk about how I can't put my clean laundry away. And I'm not a hoarder. It makes it into the bedroom and then it's on a chair. And then I might just wear the outfits from the chair that week, you know?
Right.
That's not being a hoarder. Brian's uncleanable room, I don't think, is being a hoarder. It's just that he doesn't understand paper organization, or he has never found a suitable organizational.
Don't forget the lazy part.
Okay, fine, lazy too.
Lazy.
But still, that ain't hoarding. You guys, let's pull up some hoarding episodes and see what people are up
to. There were plenty of boxes that got pulled out. It's like, look in there and go, didn't even know I have it. Throw it away. Didn't even know it was here. Get rid of it.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't looking. There was other stuff I opened boxes and went, oh, there that is.
Oh, sure, of course.
And pulled it out. I'm like, okay, this I want. Everything else can go.
Yeah. Sure, it happens all the time. I mean, you move, you don't know what you have.
If you can't see your floor.
Hoarder.
And it doesn't bother you.
Hoarder.
Then you're a hoarder.
What if
there
you,
it is.
What if
you start losing track of your floor?
Well, I would
say. And you do something about it, you've fought off being a hoarder.
Okay, I would say it starts with counter space. It's much, you shove, mm-hmm. and then it goes to the floor. Mm-hmm. When you lose track of any counter space or dishes are mounted up so high in the sink, that you're well on your way to hoarding.
All right. Well, in my head yesterday, I was thinking, you are this close to being a hoarder.
No.
What are you going to do with those?
Losing it. No. You just, I want you to, during the next break, pull up
you're
an episode
storing of things on top of your stove.
This is what I mean. Yes, that's a hoarder.
Got a problem.
You mean like Christmas cards from 1982 or something like
top
that?
Top of the stove. It's a dangerous place to store things. Yeah. It's not made to store things. It's made, you know, there's heat coming out of there.
Yep. Not anymore.
You start stacking up books and things out
those
there.
Hoarders don't even get in their own showers anymore.
No.
That's what a hoarder is. Remember, they can barely crap because there's no, like, they can't get there.
The last hoarders I saw, somebody was in there and says, I can't let you live here. They had just had a path. Because they had newspapers and stuff piled to the ceilings.
Right.
And they just had a path where they would go to what I can only describe as like a nest area where they would kind of fall back and sleep at night.
Exactly.
In the newspaper and clothes and whatever else was in there.
I saw a woman yelling at an old man in a preview, and she said, you don't need this. And it was literally a green Mountain Dew bottle. Like a, you know, individual, like 16 ounce. That's like... And I'm like, I don't need to watch
this. With the hillbilly
this.
On it? Ooh, that might be a collector's item.
Yahoo Mountain Dew bottle?
Yeah. Is there a collect thing? Okay, I don't even want to know.
Well, there's a collector.
Everything.
For everything.
Yeah.
Sure.
Depends who you're talking to. Like, to you, it's not valuable, but.
You had a can collection.
I found it, too.
Did
found
you?
It. Yeah,
did it
found
go?
It.
Did it finally go?
No. Oh. Absolutely not.
Hoarder.
Matter of principle now.
It's in a container. It's in a storage bin. It's stacked nicely.
Mm-hmm. I think you can be somewhat Label. Of a organized hoarder.
Organized hoarder.
Yeah. Because I have moved like an entire truckload of boxed up items that have dates on them of things. Like the person knows what we're moving. But there are so many and so much, and it fills an entire basement storage room. Why? You're never going to look in there and look at that old newspaper clipping. You're never. Have you in 10 years? Have you in 20 years? No, you haven't looked at those cards or that article or the whatever. That's like organized.
Do I need my mom's first communion certificate?
Exactly.
I came across that yesterday.
I found
or over the weekend. And I thought, I really don't need that. But there's something really horrible about throwing away your deceased mother's first communion certificate.
Later.
Well, that's a little piece of history.
Yeah. I had a trouble parting with deceased stuff, but I think later over time you're like, why am I carrying this? This person is not here. It's not in this particular blank, you know, just let it go. I think it gets easier with time.
How about recipes? Well, almost anything you need to cook, look up, you know, find it on the internet. A cookbook is nearly
obsolete.
To the point of being ridiculous.
That's not true. Trisha Yearwood and
like,
Valerie
like,
Bertinelli just put out new cookbooks.
I like
cookbooks
my book.
Cookbooks are still hot.
I like my book where it's on the thing and I don't have to reopen
not
my
to me,
phone every time. You know what I mean? I like getting smears all over the pages.
We have a shelf of cookbooks in the kitchen.
I have like four, and I really like my four, though. But I print off recipes from the internet and take them home, and then that's where I get a stack of clutter that's stupid. And I go through those every once in a while. I'm like, oh, yeah. I guess I'm not a keto vegan.
What about the people that go to, like, you know, the American Pickers, the places they go to? Are those hoarders?
The people that have storage units?
Well, they don't look like storage units. They look like a barn that's full of crap most of the time.
I would say yes, but are they hoarders? Because they're selling their stuff to the picker guys. They're getting rid of it, so maybe somebody was somewhere along the way, but I don't know that the people that are selling it are. But that's a good question.
Do you watch? Have you seen them?
Yeah,
they go through these barns.
Oh, they're
stepping
terrible.
Over
yeah.
stuff.
Yeah.
And
but then they come across a big, like, Gulf gas station sign. They'll go, I'll give you $50 for this one. It's worth like $8,000.
I think for the average person who doesn't have a sign like that or a boat or a motorcycle or a sidecar, something that needs bigger storage, and you have a storage unit like I did for years. I had a storage unit. And I had an old dollhouse in there and just a bunch of, you know, stuff like that. And it's like, what am I doing? What am I paying? I have a house and I have a storage unit. Why would I be living like this?
I had a storage unit. And then the guy asked me, he said, well, what do you have in there? And I said, just stuff I don't want in my garage. He goes, what? And I said, just junk, hoses.
Then you don't want it.
Old, old crap that I really don't want. And he said, what do you pay a month for that storage unit?
Exactly.
I don't remember what it was. He goes,
it's like 39 or
49. He goes, so you have junk? You're paying how much a month to save junk?
It's a big industry.
He goes, get rid of it. Yeah. Just throw it away. Buy it if you need it again. It'll be cheaper than a storage unit.
Seriously.
So was like eye-opening to me. Yep, that was 20 years ago.
And mine was only like the size of a closet kind of thing. It wasn't a bigger one. You know, it was just, but still it was like, what am I doing? The dolls that my dad.
That's what makes me think we're just a tick away from all being hoarders.
I think it's possible. It's all possible. And maybe it can start any time. That's what really terrifies me is can you just wake up one day like and then be 7 degrees left of center from where you were?
All of a sudden, I don't care if I ever see my countertops or my floors again.
Or cut my toenails, you know, stuff like that.
Do you start cleaning the house in the same place every time?
Nope. Can't say that I do. And I'm kind of ADD.
Launch the day of cleaning in a different place.
Yeah, just start.
Start with what's on the floor in front of me, maybe, or something like that, and just keep going. Mm-hmm. You know what I hate that really makes me think, okay, death is just around the corner? When I look next to my couch and there's my coffee table or my end table, and suddenly I've got a pen and my glasses and then a note thing, and then I've got a little thing of Vaseline for my lips when I'm sitting there. Like, all of a sudden I get this little clutter pile. Nothing says you're old like a little pile of crap, meaning you haven't stood up for 3 hours because it's all right next to you. You know what I mean? Like, that's when I get, like, and my tables are small, so it's like six items. But that freaks me out. Like, look at your little old area. Mm-hmm. Put that away.
You have doilies anywhere?
You know what an old man's chair and his side table looks like, or the mother with the reading pile, or the, you know.
Sure.
No doilies.
I associate, let's see, the old man chair has to have next to it.
Kleenex.
Ashtray.
An ashtray. Not any old ashtray. It's the, like, beanbag ashtray.
Mm. With the metal.
With the metal, you know, ash receiving part, yes, but it's on this self-leveling little beanbag.
Yeah, okay. That could be plaid.
That's clomped down on the table.
Yeah. Ours was big amber glass. My grandfather's big, huge amber-colored.
Yeah. We had a star-shaped ashtray.
Ooh.
Remember that?
We had one of the standing ones.
There was no wrong ashtray. There were just everything.
Ashtray just could be anything.
It was
just
a
bowl for ashes.
Yeah.
Yeah. We had one from a train, you know, the silver ones that stand.
Oh,
my grandfather had one. It was cool. I loved that.
My grandparents had those standalone ones where you push the top and they spun and the ashes would go down inside.
Playing with ashtrays. What a great time.
It was a lot of fun. Something you kids with Xboxes will never know the joy of.
Ever.
Playing with an ashtray.
Full of bowls of ashes.
Right. And fake grapes.